some of the programming that we have on the station. And even though J. Vernon McGee's with the Lord, his teaching is still very valid and beneficial.
Right.
Many
yes,
people get on the Bible bus and enjoy that. And Tom Cantor, we just had Tom Cantor on air, and Tom is a great messianic believer who teaches the Word of God, and we really appreciate his partnership with us as well. Well, at this time, we're going to give phone numbers out.
772-221-1100 is the number to call, 772-221-1100.
Well, we do have two business partners that are coming alongside of us today, and we have had some matching funds already, but this is going to be a new matching fund. Sort of sounds like it's raining. I don't know if it is or not. But
the air just kicked on. I don't see any
rain. Oh, maybe it'd be the air. Okay, $1,680. And so this is coming from two. I'm grabbing my sheets to see who those two are, and I did not write it out yet. And so we have... Pastel Brazil has been a longtime sponsor, and we trust that our dear friend Afonso up there is blessed, and hopefully we'll hear from him anytime. But we're going to trust God that that partnership will continue. We also have a fairly new sponsor, and I trust that he continues with us, and it's Providence Pools. And it's great to have a Christian business that provides pool cleaning service. Providence Pools is a partner with us right here at WCNO. And you can go to our website at any time and go to our partners, and you can find all the different partners that provide services and support this ministry at the same time. So those two, Pastel Brazil and Providence Pools, between the two of those, we have a matching fund challenge coming up. And where is Karen at a time like this?
Well, she just walked in.
She just came in.
God has sent her here.
There you go. Perfect timing.
God's timing is perfect.
Perfect timing. We have two of our business partners. We have Pastel Brazil. And have you ever eaten his delightful Brazilian food?
I have not been up there.
Are you serious? Oh, my.
I know you've said you've been there a few times and that you really enjoy.
I haven't been there enough times. I go there and I always get prayer or get to pray with Afonso, and we just have a great time. But it really is a ministry center. His restaurant is a ministry center. I believe that's why he did it and why he does it. It's because people come in during the day, he's able to minister to them. And also Providence Pools. We're so blessed to have Providence Pools as a sponsor with us as well. And between the two, we have $1,680 in matching funds now available. So give us a shout. Karen, how much time do we have on this?
And what is it again, the total?
1680.
11 o'clock.
You're the timekeeper. You're in charge of these things.
I know at 12:30. I know we're going to go to
we will.
Turning Point.
We sure will.
So 11, 12. And then you're going to go to
Kim
lunch.
Here. He's going to be with us for a little bit.
Kim's here. Let's see.
Oh, Kim is here. She made it. Wonderful.
Yeah. She's in the building.
She's in the building. Yeah. Kim is in the building. Okay.
So we have an hour and a half before program.
Okay.
And then it'll be 1 o'clock. I would
this
say...
This takes a lot of calculation, Dave. Can you tell this?
It's the interruption with the program.
I can sense your neurons firing.
Did you taste the donuts yet?
I did, and I just...
Did you try a chocolate one?
Yes. That's
they were
always,
pretty good, weren't they?
Yes.
That's pretty good.
And then Kim just brought some munchkins.
That's where they came
from. A lot of chocolate.
Because munchkins came with Kim?
Earlier
those
we had...
Those are much easier to...
Boy, it's a good thing we're working so hard in here, working off all these
burn
calories.
Off all these calories,
oh,
you
my
bet.
Goodness, yes.
Yeah, somebody heard that we like Dunkin' here.
Oh, somebody heard that? Well, indeed we do.
Yes.
Indeed we do.
All right, so 11, 12, 1:30. No, it might be 2 o'clock. I think 2.
2? Really? Really?
That's
2?
Pretty generous, isn't it?
It is quite
2
generous.
2 o'clock would be
two
generous.
2 o'clock would be a little bit less.
That would be really generous. 2 o'clock would
2
be
o'clock.
Really generous.
I would say 1:30 myself,
yes,
personally.
Thank you, and that was my next choice.
That was your next choice. Good save. Okay.
Yeah, 1:30.
All right, so we have a time. We have 1680, and we are very thankful to Providence Pools and also Pastel Brazil for their partnership with us, and we're just going to trust God. Both of them are going to continue, and we do have a near-dear friend coming in. You know, when Jesus was ministering in the early days of the ministry, he sent out the disciples. He said, when you go, proclaim the kingdom, that the kingdom is near. And then Jesus also proclaimed that the kingdom was coming. And, of course, he's king of the kingdom. So today we already had Jesus here. And now we have Miss Kim arriving. Hello, Kim.
Hi, how's everything going?
Good. We have prayed for you and prayed for you. You have been through a major attack.
Thank you so much.
And you look pretty normal today. I mean, they didn't beat you up too bad.
Okay, I'll take that. Not too bad. It's not too bad.
There you go.
No, thank you for praying so much. I didn't even realize how many things I had to be thankful for until, like, the physical therapy nurses looking at my paperwork.
Well, first, you had a surgery, a pretty serious skeletal surgery, right?
Well, I had my cervical spine. Apparently, I had discs that were hitting my spine from one direction, my spinal cord itself, and then two vertebra that were also in motion. And I didn't even know I had any of these problems. And I, from what they said, I could have ended up at any time in a wheelchair for something serious.
Oh, my goodness.
Had no idea. Because I didn't have, like, one big event, like a giant car accident or something. Mm-hmm. They said just probably over my crazy life between gymnastics and skateboarding and just all the things I've done. Falling on my head.
Caught up with you. Falling on your head. We can always blame that, right?
Yeah. Just something like that. You know, if you live an active enough, busy enough life, eventually it tends to catch up with you. And I had no idea. I went for an x-ray for something completely different. And they're like, yeah, your brain is great, but your spine is a wreck. And it had to be. And I went to three different surgeons. So this wasn't something that was done, you know, spur of the moment or on the fly. And they all said the same thing. So, you know, but when you have people come back later and say, oh, wow, your blood work is like immaculate. I'm like, oh, was that something that could have been impacted? You know, so I had a lot more to be thankful for that was going on that I didn't even know. All those prayers were very effective, and thank you.
Praise God.
There's a few things that still have to be finished and come back to life completely and to be 100%, so appreciate the prayers.
All right, well, you are always bringing us updates on what's going on in Hollywood, and I don't know. Am I springing something on you here? You are the faith keeper for actors and writers and all of that. You came to us with this major level of faith that we need to pray. We need to believe God. We need to support Christians who are involved in producing films and music and all kinds of things. So we ended up with this program, and I know it's got to be national. I'm sure anybody that's driving through town and they go, wow, that's a really great program. Because it is. It is a great program. And what important topic. Why is it, do you think, that we have just failed to pray for this area that is so significant in influencing our culture?
That's a good question. Because people look at Hollywood and they just can't get past the glamour.
And a lot of glitz.
And maybe there's some deep-seated maybe jealousy, or they figure there's not a need because they don't understand the impact.
I hope they don't think they've just gone too far and they're gone.
Well, I think obviously we've turned a corner.
Yes.
As a people of faith and
explain
and
that, though. Explain what that means to you.
Okay, so what that means to me is 25 years ago, 50 years ago, there's you definitely would have to hide the fact that you're a Christian at all. All of the content was coming from a very secular you know, very, very worldly standpoint, all the writing, they were encouraged to be, you know, salacious and do things that are going to make people come to see the movies. You know, what the public was paying for, plus whatever Hollywood's agenda was, is what was coming in the theaters. And then Hollywood Prayer Network, Karen Cavell, people started praying. It's like God started turning the light on in different people's minds. Here I am. I was raised in the business because my family was in the business.
Okay.
But yet I was a Christian, and I could see this dynamic going on that needed prayer. I could see how hard it was on kids, how hard it was on young people that would go, you know, God, you'd see them in church, and God was clearly gave them a gift, and they'd be so talented, and they'd go out there, and they would just get slammed by this culture that was anti-Christian for sure.
Right.
We'd only want to be secular, don't even talk about it, because then you might have to have your morals influence your content, and they didn't want that. They wanted the content that was going to make people look and attend their movies and not guard the content the way that a Christian would. So you had things happen like Mel Gibson and The Passion of the Christ.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That movie came out to the shock of Hollywood. It made money. And they're like, oh, wow, you can have such Christian content and you'll still have
the ability, you know, to have a profit,
to make a profit.
Right.
And you had a really hard time getting investors to invest in Christian films. There's some beautiful stories out there that couldn't see the light of day because the producers couldn't raise any money,
right,
to make the movie. And then you had the church made films like Fireproof, and and then they came along, and it's like, wait, they did that on a super low budget, but there's such a demand that they didn't, that Hollywood didn't realize existed.
So there's somewhat of an awakening.
Right, exactly. And meanwhile, there's more people praying and more people praying, and as we're praying, we're watching all these things happen. So when I say turned a corner, I mean, look what's happening now. You could, any month, get a list of Christian films that are coming out.
That's amazing.
There's all these platforms. You know, you have Angel Studios and Kingdom Company. There's all these different production companies. And then you also have major production companies like Sony Pictures that will have a Christian arm. They're going to have a faith-based portion that they're going to designate here. These dollars, we're going to go out and seek faith and family-friendly films. Because we've proven as a church and as a culture, and even people that aren't Christian that just want to have decent media for their kids. They see what's happening in the media, and they don't want that to be influencing their children. So they're going to these movies also. So now we've turned this corner where there are investors. There's people literally looking for Christian content. And now there's work for actors that don't want to be exploited. There's work for writers who are, you know, being led by the Holy Spirit. You have producers who are out there able to make money, and you have investors who aren't scared to death that they're going to lose everything if they invest in a film that doesn't have all kind of racy.
So there is a turning. There is a turning point here.
Absolutely.
This is awesome.
But we have to be careful because we don't want it to become so money driven that it's like, oh, yeah, I've got the name Jesus in my movie, so I'm going to
end up back where we were, if that's the case.
So the hearts have to be protected. We got to keep praying for the investors and praying for the writers and praying for the directors that their hearts don't get turned as all this money's breaking loose.
Yeah. Well, you know, Kim, as in fact, we need to hear, Karen, we have a donation that came in. Phone number 772-221-1100. This is Prayer and Share, and we are raising our operational budget for the next 6 months, and we are real close to having fully funded the first month. In fact, I think with this, we will be.
All right. We have a donation from Safina in Stewart, and she is making a donation of $200.
Hallelujah. And that's matching funds. That's going to go in. So we are now down to $1,480. We don't have to wait until when? When did you say the matching funds would dry up?
$130.
So you're giving up to $130. But we don't need to do that, you know. When Kim comes in, money always comes in.
That's
you
right.
know, I just know that. She comes in. She brings in grandchildren, know, and they dump their they break their piggy banks and whatever else they do. I don't know. I'll never forget that day when it's like one call after another. Oh, well, it's your mom. Oh, well, it's an aunt. Oh, well, it's a grandmother. Oh, well, it's I'm like, man, this is a really big family. If we could just get them here all at the same time, we'd have this thing done.
Exactly.
But you know, Kim, when I was a kid, growing up, very conservative background, TV was looked upon at that time as being really, I remember people talking about the devil box. You know, it's a devil box because, you know, it's so evil. And then no one was going to go into any of the fields that produce acting or anything, writing anything, because it's like, the devil already owns it, so you can't go there. You'll lose your faith. There's no way you can make it. And so this shift, I believe that is a, I believe that's a pretty great testimony that an awakening and a revival is has been pushing against the darkness, and we actually see that transformation beginning to show up. That's really awesome. That's awesome.
The way I was taught to look at it is that it's the world's most influential mission field. So there's this mission field that's reaching millions.
It's Say that again. That's powerful.
The world's most influential mission field. If we can go and see the Christians in Hollywood, the filmmakers, the writers, they're the, it's such an influential mission field because they're in everybody's in their television, in their product, in their music, in their video games, in the theaters, and they can reach so many people, millions of them all around the world. Like the, I'm trying to think what the name of the series that just came out about David, the life of David. I'll think of it in a minute. But this came out on Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime partnered with Kingdom Story Company and did the story of David, similar to how they did Chosen, where it's episode after episode.
Okay.
The last season, which is free if you have Amazon Prime, you can watch all of season one, and it is phenomenal. It's people watch like Game of Thrones and these gladiator type of movies. It's to that level. I mean, the
high quality,
unbelievable.
High quality.
The you know, it was a rough time, and there was a lot of war. So it's going to be depicted in the story, but you hear the backstory. You have a sense of why David was treated the way he was by his brothers, why his dad saw him a little differently. What were these family dynamics? Saul had a whole family, and Samuel had his ministry, and they David, and they all came from different groups. They knew of each other. They
it
were all contemporaries, and they were near each other. House of David. That was the name of it, House of David. And you can watch this on Amazon Prime. And it takes you all the way through the slaying of David. Now, season two just came out. Season one had more, it was the most watched when it was running, most watched in the entire world for Amazon.
Wow.
So the whole world, talk about the most influential mission field. The entire world is watching the Old Testament come to life in front of their eyes.
And how important is that? I mean, looking at what's been going on in Israel and amongst the other nations that are surrounding. And here we have the greatest king of Israel, King David, and the story of how it all happened. That's awesome.
If you would have told me that they would have partnered with Amazon, I would have never believed it 10 years ago, that these major production companies and outlets are partnering with Christian content because they know they're going to make money on it. That's their motivation. And Christians are coming to the table, and they're going ahead and they're spending their money to go see a Christian film. And they're
getting
that
isn't
product.
That Christians support.
Yeah.
We have to do that.
And spread the word.
Spread the word. You know, when we're talking about all of this, I'm just thinking about going to Disney when I was really a teenager, And Disney had just opened in Orlando, and it was like $20 for the day or whatever it was, and you got your little coupon booklets, and you could ride around and on all the different types of rides they had. But then on an annual basis, they had these festivals, Night of Joys and celebrations, and we kind of lost some of that. I wonder if Disney's going to wake up and realize that there's a shift in the culture. And we are coming back as a nation. I really believe there's a revival that is happening. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if Disney and Universal Studios because what they started doing, they began to push the Night of Joys off the main stage, and they wanted to stay open, and they wanted to do other. I remember when Disney was packed with Christian kids, youth groups, all over. They came from all over the place, and we would pack buses and go up there. It was a ball, and we'd camp all over, Orlando, and it was a great time. The kids were introduced. When you get away like that, you're around a campfire, and the Word of God is being given, and you're around music. The kids look at that, and they can see there's talent that they want to develop, and it challenges them. And I really believe this is an opportune time if it's happening in production. And there is such a demand, I pray that the large entertainment areas will go, wow, we've really been missing things. Our nation is shifting back to its Christian roots, hallelujah. Yeah. And, this isn't a compromised gospel. We're talking about people coming to faith in Jesus Christ, and their lifestyles are changing, their appetites have changed, and there now is a market for solid biblical content. That is so awesome. Dave, this has been on your heart since going up with Kim and the gang.
Oh, yeah. My first
it messed you up.
Christian film. Yeah, it ignited something that's already always been there, and recognizing, the need for God. God wants to move in entertainment.
But you couldn't stop talking about it. You're talking about authors, and you're talking about programs and movies that are coming out and all of this. And all of this came along, Kim, partially as you came to the station that day and we began to develop our relationship. We as a ministry were also kicking the doors open, saying we're not going to be a radio station that's closed down doing somebody's thing from wherever, Nashville or some other place. We don't have a corporate office that's telling us that we can't be local and that we can't just let people come in and be a part of our programming. And so as you came, man, I loved it. You had your grandson. And we're able to do that here. This is awesome. And what's happening with media and the whole aspect of entertainment is a great thing, because then we had Marty. We started interviewing Marty and other guests that you brought to us. It's been tremendous.
Yes, I would even say, this is my opinion now, which I'm totally enamored with.
But with your opinion.
But it was your coming here, God sending you here, ostensibly just to make a donation, and then Jonathan, again, in the spirit, brought you engaged on the air, and then your relationship with us blossomed from that point forward. But it was your coming on, sharing your heart for Hollywood, which is a great name for a program, by the way.
Yeah, maybe we should have one.
And it airs randomly throughout the week. But that God used your coming and what you shared out of your heart. At least I'll say, speak for myself. To enable me to get a much fuller understanding of where we are in that whole process of God working in media, because we are Christian media.
Right.
We are part of what God is doing through the whole, if you'll forgive this alliteration, medium of media. And I just woke me, that awakened me, Kim. And I know it impacted on all of us. And then, of course, getting involved with the International Christian Film and Music Festival that Marty Jean-Louis is started and directs, and then getting ever deeper into that. It's just wondrous. And, God's saying, look what I'm doing.
Right. But it took your radio station, like Jonathan was saying, you guys are able to think out of the box and be more spontaneous with the Holy Spirit, because you're not answering to a big corporation.
Right.
You could have the Spirit direct you, and you're like, oh, I see what God's doing. Let's do, how can we jump in and support what's happening here?
Right.
And which is another reason people should, I mean, give to
support the ministry, because it's unique.
It is. And like I've said before, how many radio stations can you just walk in the door and say hi, meet the people behind the mic?
Right.
And people really should be supporting this station because it is their local station.
Right.
Yes, you have a broad audience. You have all of South Florida. But that's small compared to other outlets that have, you know.
Well, most corporate mm-hmm. stations have many stations, and most often in many states. And so when they're raising resources, they may be raising resources in 20 states or 30 states
right.
at the mm-hmm. same time. And it does put us at a, if you're just looking at it from a business model, at a great disadvantage, because we just have Florida.
Right.
And we just have like a third of Florida to actually reach out to. And at the same time, we have corporate stations that are great ministries that are scattered all right. through Florida as well. And we know, I know, that a lot of our listeners listen to different stations. In fact, we'll have some say, well, when I have the kids in the car, you know, I'm listening to this. And then we jump back mm-hmm. and forth. Well, we actually are going to have a little more of the kids in the car music. We are trying to hang on to the Kingdom Gold and yet move in the top 40 and start moving that in. So there's a mixture on our station. But we repeatedly hear people say, we like the fact that it's local. You bring people in that are real. We hear stories of people that live in our town.
Right.
We hear what's going on from people who live here, who have lived here. I mean, we have Kim in, and he's like, I'm talking to the guys that were here in the 50s and 60s, you know, that knew Stewart before it is what it is today, or Palm Beach County. And so it is a great blessing. And so when you give to this ministry, it is different. We know it's different. And we like it being different. We like the fact that we have that freedom. And the National Christian Network has given us that freedom, but it has to work. In other words, we have to be able to pay the bills. And right. so we do this twice a year. You were coming in. I think you were driving in. You're trying to find the way over here to find where we were. But you'd been a listener before, yeah, right?
I had been a listener, and yeah. I had been a donor. But I had, you know, we're all so busy.
Yes,
and we're driving the car, and, oh, I heard part of the phone number, and I didn't have write it down, and I never plugged it in my phone, and I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it when I get home.
Right.
I just kept putting it off and putting it off, and I came to Palm City, where my son and my grandson and everybody lives up here, and I had my grandson in the car, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, we're going to be driving right past the station, and I thought, okay, yes, Lord.
Hello.
I'll do it now.
Hello.
No more excuses.
There you go.
So I pulled over my car, and I said, I'm just going to knock on the door and see if they'll let me in. And they're like, yeah, you can come in and make it in person. And I'm like, can my grandson come in? And he was trying to peek in the window to
right.
see mm-hmm. what's going on in there with yep. all the microphones and what's so secret over there. And Jonathan, you must have caught his eye or something. And you're like, well, you can come on in here for a minute. And next thing you know, he's
2 hours later.
On the mic.
Two yeah, hours later, yeah. he's fundraising and thanking
right.
people.
He was
and I'm
a
like,
natural.
Who told you how natural. To do this?
Yeah. Yeah, he just sat down. Karen, we have a donation that's come in.
We do. Margaret from Fort Pierce.
Margaret, our friend Margaret.
Yes.
Hey there.
And she called in to renew her monthly pledge of $15.
Awesome. That'll be
fantastic.
$90 we're going to add in.
Yeah.
And let's give those phone numbers out. Somebody's probably like another Kim's striker that is going, just give the number. I'll make a call. I'll make a
right.
donation.
Yes, that number is 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100.
Let's go to something. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Are you guys still doing the...
Hi, this is Kim from sunny South Florida. And I'd like to share with you some exciting things that God is doing in the world of arts and entertainment. Join me now for A Heart for Hollywood.
On the gold ship, lollipop is
From Shirley Temple to Judy Garland to Britney Spears, from Andy Rooney to Donny Osmond to Justin Timberlake, millions of us have enjoyed young artists' gifts of music, dancing, and acting, and we have been amazed by many other famous children born with incredible gifts and talents as they bring us joy, laughter, and maybe even tears. Shirley Temple was dubbed America's Little Miracle by President Franklin D. Roosevelt. This little child raised the spirits of Americans who were struggling through the Great Depression. But is God calling these young people? What are they to do with their gifts and talents? And what are the parents of these incredible kids to do? God certainly wants to use them. He certainly endowed them with these incredible talents. Young artists and their parents must keep their hearts close to the Lord's heart and in deep fellowship with Him if they are to be used by Him and not succumb to the dark sides of success. They are going to be susceptible to all of the difficulties and temptations that come with pride. When we start to think it is about us and not God's gifts to us, the problems begin. When pride takes over your soul, the gift becomes corrupted and an idol is produced in us. Proverbs 3:6 reminds us, "In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path." If we stay in close communion with our Creator, a calling can and will be a tremendous blessing to God and to entire nations. God really does call children. Samuel was brought to the temple to be raised up, and he served God and God's people. David, the poet, songwriter, was called to slay Goliath and save God's people. God is calling His artists, and some of them may be your young children. Listen carefully to discern His voice and His will, and let His beauty be seen through their gifts. I invite 10-year-old Gage, who will now share his prayer for all the young artists.
Dear Lord, thank you so much for telling your disciples to let the little children come unto you. When you are calling them to Hollywood, Lord, especially please protect them. Watch out for your creative children whom you've blessed with talent like singing, playing instruments, drawing, painting, and acting. Bless and protect all the young actors and let them find other Christian kids to be friends with. Make their parents wise and teach them to resist temptation. Keep everyone safe while they follow you. Jesus, please keep us close to you and bless all the young artists, writers, directors, and actors. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right, and that is A Heart for Hollywood, and we have the heart right here in the studio. How about that? We do have somewhat of an emergency call coming in from David's bringing this in. Anne Marie is having a very heavy feeling in her chest. She doesn't want to go to the hospital. We need to pray for her right now, but David, do not hesitate if there is a problem to get that addressed. Do not let your lady there get into a serious situation. Karen, lead out in prayer for Anne Marie.
Yes, Father God, we lift up Anne Marie now in the name of Jesus. Life. Father, we know, God, Jesus, that you are her protector.
Yes.
You are her healer, and you are her covering. And Father, we just speak to that issue, whatever's going on now, in the name of Jesus. Father, that you would touch her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord. Father, that you would bring everything into alignment according to your word, God. And Father, yes, I believe that David, that you can't let it go. You need to just bring her in. We know that the Lord heals, but he provided doctors to kind of diagnose things. So my prayer, God, is that they would just go ahead and go to the emergency room and take care of that. Amen. But Jesus, you are the healer, and we speak your trusting healing you over her in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for her. We know that she loves you, Jesus, and that we know that you love her. So we just pray and believe that she is healed and whole in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Amen. Amen. And just remember that scripture when it says to put on the full armor of God, and starting with the top of your head down to your toes. And then it says, and having done all, stand. So there is a part and a partnership that God allows us to have in one another's lives. And sometimes that involves medical. 1992, I was actually pronounced dead by a police officer laying in the street right here in Stewart. And in the midst of the time while they walked away from me for 40 minutes and left me there, somebody was stopping me from bleeding to death. I actually came to consciousness, gave the phone number to the church where I pastor, and the church office called this radio station, called WCNO. That was in 1992. I had been pronounced dead in the road. I am not dead yet. I am still here. But literally, God raised me up from the street, and all the things they said I would never do, I do all the time. Mm-hmm. And so God is a God of miracles. God answers prayer. And at the same time, they scraped up my broken pieces and threw me from that motorcycle accident, what was left, into an ambulance and hauled me off to the hospital. And so God was at work the whole time. Don't think it's a small thing. And we thank God for our doctors, our first responders, police officers, and all of you who do what you need to do. Keep us posted, please, so we can bring the praise report as Anne Marie is doing better. We love you guys.
And if I can just add to that, Anne Marie and David, that last month, my blood pressure shot up, which I didn't know that that's what it was. But anyway, it was high. And my husband said, you need to go to the emergency room. And I'm like, no, I'm fine. I'm good. And he said, you need to go to the emergency room. And he insisted, and thank God he did, because I needed to go and have that taken care of. Because I always will ask the Lord first. I'll believe for healing and all that stuff. But just like you said, Jonathan, there is a time for you to go to the doctor. And that's what I sense with Anne Marie, having just gone through that myself.
Yeah. Well, Jesus was sending the leper to the temple. Go and be checked out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go and be checked out. Let there be a confirmation. So there's actually a strong testimony. But, you know, I've been on the way to a doctor's office before when I know I sense the Holy Spirit saying what you have to give the doctor is more important than what they have to give you.
Right.
And some of our assignments are not just so we can receive.
Right.
Sometimes it's because God's going to use your witness to that medical team, that medical staff. You don't know what they're going through today. And how are you going to get to them unless they're getting paid to take care of you? And so God actually puts us in places where we can be a witness. Scripture talks about you're going to come before judges, you're going to be arrested, you're going to be persecuted, you're going to be in a lot of different arenas. But don't be concerned about what you're going to say. I'll give you what to say when you get there.
Amen.
Well, Kim, you're here. You're recovering too.
Yes.
And it's a pain.
It is.
I mean, surgery can be a real pain.
It's it's a lot. It's been a journey. And, you know, it's hard for me to not be in control and kind of say, oh, I know what to do. I know what I should do. Let me do it my way.
Mm.
And this time God was like, no. I mean, he's healed me of things in the past. I had, when I was pregnant, I had a stone, not a kidney stone, a gallstone. And there was nothing they could do about it. And I was in excruciating pain all night. And they're like, we can't give you drugs. We can't do surgery. We can't do this. We can't do that. I finally was just like, I don't know what to do. And my church had they don't do this very often, but they called if anyone wanted to be anointed for healing. And I'm like, well, that must be for me because I have no other option.
Mm.
No other option.
Yeah.
And I managed to get up there and they anointed me and they prayed and it went away. I've had other things that the doctors were like, well, trigeminal neuralgia, which is like the worst pain known to man. I had it for like 2 weeks, had the whole, you know, Bible study, church, everybody praying. And one day I stood up and I'm like, I mean, it's worse than a migraine. It's just like you can't have light. You can't hear anything. I just sat there in stillness and trying not to move anything. If my body couldn't go to work, I was completely unfunctional. And I was explaining this when we were talking about my neck and the things that had to be done. And I brought that up and the doctor's like, well, you know, that never goes away. I'm like, well, that was like 30 years ago. So, call it what you want. But I call it a miracle.
Amen.
Because one minute I was in excruciating pain, wondering how was I going to live the rest of my life. And I could, there's a, there's a, like a whole society of people that have that, that have to have a support system in place, and the drugs don't do much for it. And, you know, praise God, I did have people of faith that were willing to. So God has shown himself. There are times that he's going to say, you know, it's me. There's nothing else that it could be. And then there's times like this one where he's like, nope, you're going to go.
This is the way it's going to be.
Right. And what's funny is I'm pretty anxious and controlling. And, you know, I mean, I work on it, but I'm honest that my human nature wants to be like that. And to trust a doctor to say, you're going to go in there and dig around my spinal cord and stick screws in me. Mm. I can't even
pretty
believe
scary
I,
sounding.
I can't even
not
believe
today,
I did
Satan.
It. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, and I just was like, okay, it has to be done. It has to be done.
And that was done.
And
when?
God just gave me that peace just like 8 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm still very much in the recovery process, but, you know, physical therapy told me if I want to get back into the classroom and I want, because I'm a teacher, and do what, if I want to do these things that I want to do, I'm going to have to push hard, limit.
Gonna have to work.
Because, you know, I guess the nuts and bolts are in there nice and sturdy at this point. Yeah, right. I'm not going to do any backflips in the lobby, but
no bungee jumps, none of that.
That's no.
but this is really important, and we have a book that's called Luke, and we have a book called Acts by Luke as well. Mm-hmm. And Luke is known as the beloved physician.
Right.
He did not get fired and lose his title when he became a man of God. He was still the beloved physician. And so we don't know much about his practice other than the fact that he was full of the Holy Spirit and he was doing ministry all the time, but he was still a physician. So I think sometimes we need to just chill out a little bit and say, God, I'm just going to let go and let you be God. You take care of it. I'm going to quit trying to manage your planet. You know, I've got my little piece here that you've given me. All right, so Kim Stryker is with us, and of course, Heart for Hollywood, and you came in and kind of added a whole new dimension to what we do, and you're a very busy person. And so we get bites when you get to come in, and we get a new spot and we bring it in. Otherwise, we circulate things. But it's never old, and it's never not important, because there's always a call to give your gifts to God, develop your gifts for his glory, and don't be afraid to show up on the planet with them so that God can do something with you. And that is really great. And I like the emphasis on the kids as well and having Gage in there. That's really great. So what do you see happening next? What's coming?
Well, okay, so part of the whole heart for Hollywood is the heart for artists and creatives in general. God was the creator. He amazes us every day. And as a science teacher, the more I know, the more amazed I am all the time. You know, it's just incredible. The universe to the atom. You know, it's all beyond comprehension that was made.
Not an accident.
No. He created it out of nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And as people who are humans made in his image, we have that ability to create, which is something very different. It's very organic to who we are as the humankind that he made us. And now we have the introduction of AI. So we have this new actress who AI generated, Tilly Norwood, probably a lot of people heard of her. She's AI. They told her to make an actress. So AI looked at actresses that were already out there, people. And she moves and talks and looks just like a real young lady that would be auditioning for a part.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. And now the actors and actresses are like, wait a minute. So you're looking at me and this actor and that actor and that actor, and you're letting AI compile all of our gifts and talents into an AI generated actor that's now going to compete with me? And they have agents from agencies wanting to sign this person that isn't a person. It's an AI-generated character, but it can deliver dialogue. It can, because it's modeled after people, it knows how to move and show emotion. And now we already know from all the CGI we've seen, you know, with the action films, how real it can look, background and all this stuff. Well, this is a new level altogether. So the artistic community is really afraid of losing their jobs.
Can see that.
There's also people who are like, okay, so I'm an actor, so you're saying if I want to hire AI, I can deliver a few lines, let AI see how I would do it, and then I'll just let AI do all the work and I won't even show up to set. And at what point do we watch all of this digital, you know, this digital version of humanity, this counterfeit, which is what the enemy likes to create, counterfeits for everything. So this counterfeit for actors and counterfeit for writers, it can write screenplays, write a story for me. I want a story about, you know, boy meets girl, And then it can write it for you. Turn that into a screenplay. Let's hire Tilly. Next thing you know, you're putting out movies that are all AI generated. The thing is, AI also is looking back because it's constantly learning.
So it's coming. It's here.
It's here.
It's here.
If I can say something that, you know, Pastor Gerard Curry used to work in the diamond industry, and he I never forgot this. He said that the only way you can tell a real diamond from a fake diamond is that a real diamond has a flaw in it. If you look at AI-generated stuff, everything's perfect. The articulation, the enunciation of words, the cadence, it's all perfect. So when I look at AI, that's the first thing I think of. If it's too perfect, it's a counterfeit.
But it's all binary. It's it's not three-dimensional like people.
Right.
Like, and I believe we're a lot more than three dimensions because there's the spiritual, the soul.
Right.
There's a whole lot going on that we don't even, can't even put our fingers on yet. Maybe never will till we're in heaven. And that aspect of humanity, we sense now because we've been raised around real people doing real, you know, doing movies and stuff. We can kind of sense when something's off with AI, but if that's all we're fed and that's what the kids are being fed, are they going to even have that discernment to?
Right.
Now, there's people who their job is nothing but to go out and try to find out what's a deep fake. You know, you've got these, you know, versions of the president and of the different actors, and they're out there saying things. You know, scroll through Facebook and all of a sudden you're going to have somebody saying something. And I'm like, that's weird. That's outrageous. I don't think that person would say that. And if you look close enough, you're going to realize it's a deep fake. It's not that person at all. So
pretty convincing, though.
Very convincing. I mean, because it's so real. And we're just on the edge of it. And look how fast it's going. So as these AI bots are learning. Every time we ask it a question, it corrects itself. It gets better at answering that question because it's someone else's. It's adding more data. But what's happening to the creative side? God is a creator. We're supposed to be creative. Right. We're supposed to be getting our inspiration from Him. If I turn around and because I'm going to save myself some bucks by having AI let Tilly Thornton be my new lead.
Right.
You know, what am I losing in the process? Because now I've disconnected the Holy Spirit. I've disconnected my spirit and all the things that make us unique as humans created in God's image. What's happening to that if we lean on it too much and there's no guardrails on it at all? It's running wild right now. There's nobody doing anything. It's beyond what its own engineers can lasso and get it back under control. And without getting into, that's a whole nother subject.
Of All right, we're going to be back. We're going to go to a song. We'll be right back in just a moment. So keep your dial set right here, 89.9. David, give out those phone numbers. We are looking for your phone call. We have $1,390 remaining in matching funds at this point. And Karen, how long is that available?
Until 1:30.
Until 1:30. Let's make sure we get that matched up. Give us a shout as we move along through Friday. This is the fifth day where... End of today, we'll be halfway through prayer and share. And we're certainly not halfway through raising our budget, but you know what? Most of the time we're not on this Friday. And so we know that we have a big, big God who's going to take care of us. And you probably are going to be a part of that. And we're so glad you joined us today.
772-221-1100 is the number to call. 772-221-1100.
Let this be a true worship song. Let my heart respond to your love. I'm standing 'cause of all you have done and who you are. Oh, you are the ancient of the days, and you deserve all my praise to you. I surrender my ways to you. Let it be in spirit and truth that I take my place at your feet, and let it be a sweet sacrifice, my worship to you. Oh, you are the ancients of the days, and you deserve all my praise to you. I surrender my ways to you. Oh, all the ancients of the days, and you deserve all my praise to you. I surrender my ways to you. Let this be a true worship song. Let my heart respond to your love. I'm standing 'cause of all you have done and who you are. Oh, you are the ancients of the days, and you deserve all my praise to you. I surrender my ways to you. Oh, you are the ancients of the days, and you deserve all my praise to you. I surrender my ways to you. Let this be a true worship song.
All right, and we're just going to cut in here on the music that is just marching on. It's just going to keep playing, and that's what the working computer does. It is so great to have equipment that works. It is awesome. Yeah. And so we do have a donation coming in. We also have a prayer request. So let's get to the donation first, and then we'll go to the prayer request.
Okay. We have a donation of $200 by Guillerme. I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly. Thank you so much for your donation.
Amen. And that was
$200.
$200.
All matching funds. That's going to come in. And that brings us to $1,190 remaining. And that's good until when, Karen?
Until
1:30. So you're going to stand there, right? We're going to stand in faith.
Yeah. I mean, we might be able to do it before 12.
Oh, yeah. We don't have to wait, right?
Yeah.
Because we have things like lunch and other things and guests and... Oh, yeah, we have a guest coming in. It's
Yes,
Kim.
Sweet.
Oh, she's here.
Oh, well, while I'm